A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Through one person, sin entered the world, and through sin, death. And thus death came to all, inasmuch as all sinned. For if by the transgression of one person death came to reign through that one, how much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of justification come to reign in life through the one person, Jesus Christ? In conclusion, just as through one transgression condemnation came upon all, so through one righteous act acquittal and life came to all. For just as through the disobedience of one person the many were made sinners, so through the obedience of one the many will be made righteous. The word of the Lord. Every sin is the sin of Adam and Eve, which was the sin of wanting to be like God. We all know this reality very well, deep down in our hearts. From the time we were toddlers beginning to explore this vast, amazing world, we have wanted our own way. We have wanted to be like God. People can deny an historical couple of Adam and Eve, and they can reject the phrase original sin. But no one can deny the reality that every single human being is flawed, tainted with a rebellion against God the Creator. What ungrateful creatures we are. Everyone sins, and our sins are like Adam's transgression. Adam tried to be independent of God, and all his descendants act in the same way. Hence, prayer is little used, because prayer is the language of dependence. And this is inconsistent with every emotion of sin. We are in the first days of the season of Lent. It is given to us in order to take a good look at ourselves. Lent is a time of seeing reality and turning to God for help. It is a special time of prayer and penance in which Christians the world over try to give more attention to their spiritual lives. If Jesus Christ, who was the perfect God-man, could be tempted, then certainly we who are weak and prone to sin are thoroughly familiar with the ways of temptation. But sadly, we are not very thorough in our rejection of worldly and sinful ways, in the ways of considering ourselves strangers and aliens to the world, the flesh, and the devil. The task appears too difficult for us, and thus our faint-heartedness causes the cares of worldly dust, as Leo the Great calls it, filters into the hearts of even the God-fearing. St. Leo the Great has called these days of Lent mystic days. Yet he also acknowledges that to hold firmly and consistently to high ideals is within the power of very few people. These Lenten days are filled with abundant graces, and Christ is near to all who struggle. So we can be certain that he is with us to help us in our struggles. In today's scripture readings, the church offers us two excellent weapons in our struggle with the temptations of Satan, the world, and the flesh. They are the Word of Christ and the Body of Christ. The Body of Christ is offered every day in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. In it, we are strengthened, receive every spiritual blessing, and are united more intimately to the Redeemer. Many people, in fact, try to participate at Mass more frequently during the weeks of Lent, and this helps them to resist temptation. The Word of Christ, as presented to us by Mother Church, is very rich during this season of grace, giving us wisdom and strategies to ponder and put into practice in our spiritual journey. Scripture is also a kind of spiritual food. Jesus rebuked to Satan at the first temptation in the gospel today is also a lesson for us. One does not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. As Lent progresses, it can become a trying and difficult time. After a few weeks or even a few days, we may be worn out or bored with the discipline we have chosen for ourselves. But let us not give up and quit. Our relief and reward at Easter will be all the greater if we can persevere. As we struggle with our weaknesses, may our lives be more and more characterized by a firm trust in God who lives in us, fights in us, and conquers again in us. Today's entrance antiphon are the words of God to us as a personal encouragement. The Lord says, "When you call on me, I will answer. I will deliver you and give you glory. I will grant you length of days." Amen.